Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma for me, and the big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. My blood pressure was out of control. My sugar was out of control. Waste of time. So I went an alternative route. I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR with very good results. Now, these products, accompanied with self-control of your diet and plenty of exercise, which is the key, well, my blood pressure is down in the normal range. My weight is way down, which brings my blood sugar level way down. And all in all, I feel pretty doggone good. So, if you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Tell Patrick what's going on with your health, and he can help you out. Thank you for listening, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Hiya, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. It shows word for word. I'm Pastor Steve. This is show number 481. We're in the book of Revelation, and we'll be doing chapters 11, 12, and 13 today. My website, in case you have missed any of my shows and you want to listen or download them, is www.pastor-steve.com. And that'll take you to my WordPress site. It's not interactive. You can't post comments or troll. It's download and listen only. One or the other. So you can look at what's on there and zip around on there. It's very easy to use. But I don't have to babysit the site because I don't have it as an interactive site. Saves a lot of problems for me. And those that are legitimate and really actually want to learn something, they enjoy the site. They're not there to do silly stuff. Let's get started here in chapter 11 of Revelation. Verse 1. And you can reference the book of Ezekiel, chapter 40, verse 3, that's Ezekiel 40, verse 3, and the book of Zechariah, chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. So that's Ezekiel 40, verse 3, and Zechariah 2, 1 and 2. Verse 1 of chapter 11. And a reed like a measuring rod was given to me, and the messenger stood, saying, "Rise and measure the dwelling place of Elohim, and the slaughter place, and those worshiping in it. Verse 2, reference the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 24. Luke 21, 24. Verse 2, but cast out the court which is outside the dwelling place, and do not measure it. For it has been given to the nations, and they shall trample the set apart city underfoot for 42 months. All right, these were the non-Israel nations. I do believe he's speaking of the ones that were going to destroy. Verse 3. This is an end times prophecy, okay? Verse 3. And I shall give unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clad in sackcloth. Now, who are the two witnesses? That's always up for interpretation. Verse 4. These are the two olive trees, reference Zechariah chapter 4, verse 3. That's Zechariah 4, verse 3. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that are standing before the Elohim of the earth. Verse 5. And if anyone wishes to harm them, fire comes out from their mouth and consumes their enemies. And if anyone wishes to harm them, he has to be killed in that way. All right. I'm not going to give an interpretation of this. Too many people are doing that. We don't know. Who are the two witnesses? Always up for discussion. You can discuss it till you're blue in the face. But you're not going to get me to interpret it. I'm not going to make that mistake. Too many people have done that. There's all kinds of opinions. And you know what opinions are worth. Verse 6. Reference 1 Kings. Chapter 17, verse 1, 1 Kings 17, verse 1, Exodus, chapter 7, verses 17 through 19. These are not in order, okay? I just have them listed here, and I'm reading them as I got them. Exodus 7, 17 through 19, and 1 Samuel, chapter 4, verse 8, 1 Samuel 4, 8, that's for verse 6. These possess authority to shut the heavens so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they possess authority over waters to turn them to blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they wish. Okay. You see why I'm not going to interpret this? It's future prophecy. It hasn't come to pass. And we don't know. And if we say we do know, it's presumptiveness on our part. I'm not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole. I'm just going to read it. And y'all can do with it whatever you want. It's just my job to read it and tell you what it says accurately. And the interpretation of it I will leave to others. Lots of books on Revelations, lots of prophecies, lots of different opinions. Pick one, or 10, whatever. Verse 7, reference Daniel, chapter 7, verse 7, and chapter 7, verse 21. That's Daniel 7, 7 and 21, and Revelations 13, verses 5 through 7, and Revelation 17, verse 8. Verse 7. And when they have ended their witness, the beast coming up out of the pit of the deep shall fight against them and overcome them and kill them. Verse 8. Reference Isaiah chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Isaiah 1, 9 and 10. And their dead bodies lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Mitzrayim. That's Sodom and Mitzrayim, where also our master was impaled. Talking about Jerusalem, that had degenerated into the point of being like Sodom and Gomorrah and Egypt with their pagan gods of Egypt. Okay. Verse 9. And some of the people and tribes and tongues and nations see their dead bodies for 3.5 days and not allow their dead bodies to be placed into tombs. Verse 10, and those dwelling on the earth rejoice over them and exult, and they shall send gifts to each other because these two prophets tortured those dwelling on the earth. They were telling the truth. Okay? And the truth is torture to the evil ones. Verse 11, reference Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 10. Ezekiel 37, 10. And after the 3.5 days, a spirit of life from Elohim entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell on those who saw them. This is a vision. Okay? It's not literal. We can't literalize all of this. Verse 12. Reference 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Kings 2, verse 11. And they heard a loud voice from the heaven saying to them, come up here. And they went up into the heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. Verse 13. Reference Revelations chapter 6, verse 12. And chapter 16, verse 18. Verse 13. And in that hour there came to be a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. And in the earthquake 7,000 men were killed. And the rest became afraid and gave esteem to the Elohim of the heaven. Okay. Verse 14. The second woe is past, and see, the third woe is coming speedily. All of this is in the future. He's seeing this in a vision. We can't put literal things on this. If we do, we're really going to make a mistake. All these guys are spouting all this stuff, and we don't know yet. It has not been revealed yet. Verse 15 of chapter 11. Reference Exodus chapter 15, verse 18. Exodus 15, verse 18. Obadiah, verses 15 through 21. Obadiah 15 through 21. Haggai chapter 2, verse 22. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 9. Daniel chapter 2, verse 44. And Daniel 7, verses 14 and 27. And Psalm 2, verse 8. And Psalm 22, verse 28. That's Psalm 2, 8 and 22, 28. Verse 15. And the seventh messenger sounded, and there came to be loud voices in the heaven saying, "The reign of this world has become of our master and of his Messiah, and he shall reign forever and ever." Verse 16. And the 24 elders sitting before Elohim on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped Elohim. Verse 17. Saying, "We give you thanks, O Yahweh, El Shaddai, the one who is and who was and who is coming, because you have taken your great power and reigned." Verse 18. Reference Isaiah 26, verse 17. Isaiah 66, verse 7. Micah chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Psalm 2, verse 5. Psalm 115, verse 13. This is verse 18. And the nations were enraged. Reference Psalm 2, verse 1. And your wrath has come, and the time of the dead to be judged, and to give the reward to your servants, the prophets, and to the set-apart ones, and to those who fear your name, small and great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. The Israel nations were enraged, or the other nations were enraged. Which is it? Well, if Yahweh's wrath is coming, and it's time to destroy those who destroy the earth, I tend to think that the Israel nations were enraged, and it's going to be Obadiah time. Could be, that's just an opinion. That doesn't mean that that's what it says, but it's something I thought. And I shared with you, and now you can take it or leave it. I'm not a prophet, and I'm not going to interpret these verses. I'm not going to do that with Revelations. Too many people have done it and prophesied this is coming and that's coming and it's going to be here then, and then they just make fools of themselves. They prophesied a bunch of garbage, okay? Lots of these self-important people out there. I'm reading what it says. Do with it as you wish. Verse 19. Reference 2 Maccabees chapter 2, verses 4 through 8. 2 Maccabees 2, verses 4 through 8. And Revelations chapter 8, verse 5. And Revelation 16, verses 18 and 21. Verses 18 and 21 of chapter 16, verse 19. And the dwelling place of Elohim was opened in the heaven, and the ark of his covenant was seen in his dwelling place. You want to know where the ark of the covenant is? That's where it is. It's not here anymore. It's there. It's been removed. And there came to be lightnings and voices and thunders and an earthquake and great hail. That ends chapter 11. They've said the Ark of the Covenant's in Arkansas. Or no, it's underneath the Temple Mount, which isn't even the Temple Mount, okay? All kinds of... We go by all these rumors and all this claptrap. We can't just sit and be patient and let Yahweh work his miracles. We've got to put our hand into it like we actually have something to say over it. When are we going to get rid of this raging ego that we've got? That's been Israel's problem all along, is our ego. We think we're mighty. We think we're this. We think we're that. Yahweh has the power, not us. Okay? Yahweh is at the top of the pecking order, not the Israelites on this planet. Get that straight. Chapter 12 of the book of Revelation, verse 1. And a great sign was seen in the heaven, a woman clad with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Okay. 12 stars, 12 tribes of Israel. This is all future. This is vision. Okay? Not literal. Verse 2. Reference Isaiah chapter 26, verse 17. Isaiah 26, 17. And Isaiah 66, verse 7. Isaiah 66, verse 7. And Micah chapter 4. Verses 9 and 10. Micah 4, 9 and 10. Verse 2. And being pregnant, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. Verse 3. Reference Daniel chapter 7, verse 7. Daniel 7, 7. And another sign was seen in the heaven, and see, a great fiery red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on his heads. Verse 4. And his tail draws a third of the stars of the heaven and throws them to the earth. Fallen angels, perhaps? And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was born. Reference Daniel chapter 8, verse 10. Daniel 8, 10. The woman could be Israel. And it could be Yeshua that was about to be born in Israel. Okay. A lot of people think that. I just related that to you. That's something that people consider. All right. Verse 5 will sort of confirm that in a way. Verse 5, reference Isaiah chapter 66, verse 7. Isaiah 66, verse 7. And Psalm chapter 2, verse 9. Chapter 2, 9. And she bore a male child. Reference Isaiah 26, verse 17. and Isaiah 66, verse 7. And Micah chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. Micah 4, 9 and 10. That's the same reference it was on chapter 2, okay? And her child was caught away to Elohim and to his throne. Okay, he was impaled and he rose the third day. Okay. Could be describing Yeshua Messiah. I'm not going to say it is, definitely. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take on something that's above my station in life. This is the word of Yahweh as revealed in a revelation. You'll have to make decisions on your own. I want you to work a little bit, okay? Verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by Elohim to be nursed there 1,260 days. The dispersion of Israel, perhaps? The dispersion of Israel? Verse 7. Reference Daniel chapter 10, verse 13 and 21. And Daniel 12, verse 1. That's Daniel 10, 13 and 21. And 12, 1. And Jude 9, verse 7. And there came to be fighting in the heaven. Michael and his messengers fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his messengers fought. The devil, Halel, okay, the dragon, perhaps. Verse 8, but they were not strong enough, nor was a place found for them in the heaven any longer. Oh, my. Cast out. Verse 9, this sort of clears it up. Verse 9, here we go, verse 9. Reference Genesis 3, verse 1. Genesis 3, verse 1. Luke, chapter 10, verse 18. Luke 10, 18. And the great dragon was thrown out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who leads all the world astray. He was thrown to the earth, and his messengers were thrown out with him. That was the war in heaven. So there we go. That clears that up. You don't need to interpret that. That's very plain, isn't it? Verse 10, reference Job chapter 1, verses 9 and 11, 9 through 11, Job 1, 9 through 11, and Zechariah 3, verse 1, Zechariah 3, verse 1. Here we go. And I heard a loud voice saying in the heaven, now have come the deliverance and the power and the reign of Elohim. And the authority of his Messiah, Elohim being the divine being, and the authority of his Messiah, for the accusers of our brothers who accused them before our Elohim day and night has been thrown down. Who does he accuse? Accuses Israel. Now, verse 11. Who are the overcomers? Israel. Okay? Remember that. Israel. You will rule or overcome with El. That's Yahweh. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their witness. And they did not love their lives to the death. How many Israelites that witness have been slain? What's the persecution of true Israel today because of the witness of Yahweh and Yeshua? Are they not genociding us in mass as much as they can? Think about that. Verse 12. Because of this, rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, but because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has little time. He's panicking, running out of time here. Running out of time. Days are getting shorter and shorter. Okay? And we see him panicking, knowing that he has great wrath because of his little time. He hates us. Verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he had been thrown to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child. That's Israel. That I will say. That's the woman is Israel. And the male child was Yeshua. Verse 14. Reference Daniel chapter 7 verse 25. And Daniel chapter 12, verse 7. Here we go in all these times and a half times and all this other stuff. Verse 14. And the woman was given two wings of a great eagle to fly into the wilderness to her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the presence of the serpent. All the Israel nations where we are in dispersion. Okay. Verse 15. And out of his mouth the serpent spewed water like a river after the woman to cause her to be swept away by the river. What is the river? A lot of people say that's the non-white immigration just flooding in to wipe out Israel. A lot of people say that. Might be, couldn't it? Think on it. I want you to think and work a little bit. The times are here now where you can sort of see a lot of this stuff coming to pass. It's going to come to pass. And it's happening now. A lot of people that are awake are seeing this, okay? What's going to happen with this river and this flood? Verse 16 of chapter 12. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon had spewed out of his mouth. What's going to happen? We're watching the violence increase. There could be a great death coming for all these invaders. You understand? Oh, that's hateful. I know. Isn't it? Verse 17. Pay attention to this. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, that's Israel, and he went to fight with the remnant of her seed. The remnant of her seed. How can you tell the remnant of her seed? Continuing on. Those guarding the commands of Elohim and possessing the witness of Yeshua Messiah. The ones that testify and keep the faith that Yeshua brought to us. Christian identity. Everybody else is Judeo-Christianity and is teaching false doctrine. Just straight out, as that's hateful, the Judeo-Christian churches are teaching a lie. They're teaching you to go against the commands of Yahweh. And they're going to pay a price for it. It's going to be ugly. What can I say? Ends chapter 12, beginning chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his heads names of blasphemy. Reference 2 Esdras chapter 11, verse 1. 2 Esdras 11, verse 1. Book of Daniel, chapter 7, verse 3, Daniel 7, 3, and Revelations, chapter 17, verse 3, and 7 through 12, 17, 3, and 7 through 12. These are all these rulers that have been in the past. All these empires and kingdoms and all that nonsense. There's all kinds of studies on Revelation. You can read them all and make a decision for yourself. I want you to work a little bit. I don't just want to hand you everything. Do some research, do some study. Verse 2. Reference Daniel chapter 7, verses 4 through 6. Daniel 7, 4 through 6. And the beast I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. Different kings, different kingdoms. Verse 3, and I saw one of his heads as having been slain to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the earth marveled after the beast. The beast is a system. I'll tell you that, okay? Verse 4, and they worshiped the dragon who gave authority to the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like the beast? Who is able to fight with him? Impressed with all that power that the devil gives, but the devil is inferior to Yahweh. Get that straight. Verses 5 and 6 reference Daniel chapter 7, verse 8 and 25. Daniel 7, verses 8 and verse 25. And chapter 11, verse 36. 11:36. And he was given a mouth speaking great matters and blasphemies, and he was given authority to do so 42 months. Verse 6. Now, months, or months, years? Who knows? And he opened his mouth and blasphemies against Elohim to blaspheme his name and his tent, that's the place of worship, and those dwelling in the heaven, the divine beings, because he hates, he left. Verse 7, and it was given to him to fight with the set apart ones and to overcome them, and authority was given to him over every tribe and tongue and nation. Daniel chapter 7. Verse 21, Daniel 7, 21. Verse 8, pay attention to this. This is reference Psalm 69, verse 28. Psalm 69, verse 28. And all those dwelling on the earth whose name have not been written, in the book of life of the slain lamb from the foundation of the world shall worship him. They're all going to fall down before the devil. They're going to worship this beast system. All except the remnant. the ones that are called out, the one that Yahweh knows. All right. Verse 9. If anyone has an ear, hear, let him hear. Verse 10. Reference Jeremiah 15, verse 2, and Jeremiah 43, verse 11. Jeremiah 15, 2, and 43, 11. He who brings into captivity shall go into captivity. He who kills with the sword has to be killed with the sword. There we go. Here is the endurance and the belief of the set apart ones. Verse 11. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb and spoke like a dragon. Verse 12. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence and causes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. Another false one. Okay, verse 13. And he does great signs so that he even makes fire come down from the heaven on the earth before man. Oh, he's going to be powerful, scary, awful. Verse 14. And he leads astray those dwelling on the earth because of those signs which he was given to do before the beast, saying to those dwelling on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword yet lived. Going to create a false religion. You understand? Pretty much already out there, isn't it? Verse 15. And it was given to him to give spirit to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause to be killed as many as would not worship the image of the beast. It's going to get down to the point where they are going to kill us if we don't bow down. Verse 16. Verses 16 and 17 reference 3 Maccabees chapter 2, verse 29. 3 Maccabees 2, 29. And he causes all, both small and great, and rich and poor, and free and slave, to be given a mark upon their right hand or upon their foreheads. The number. Okay, your number, you remember. What's your social security number? You have it memorized, don't you? Or you got that card that you put in your right hand, your ID card, with your number on it. Right hand? Okay. Verse 17. And that no one should be able to buy or sell except that he has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Got to be part of the system, have to prove you're part of the system, or you're going to be cut off. Aren't they doing that already, cutting off? Oh, you can't have PayPal. We won't handle your stuff anymore. You're an anti-Semite. We can't have your shows on YouTube anymore. You're an anti-Semite. We're going to cut you off. Not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to do that. Oh, you can't get a government grant because you're on this list we've got. But you're an anti-Semite. Verse 18. Here's the wisdom. He who has understanding, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. There's a notation here that some manuscripts have 616 instead of 666. And that ends chapter 13. That's 11, 12, and 13. Now, what is on the Pope's mitre? Vicarius Filii Dei. And in Roman numerals, that comes out 666. Ooh, my. Well, we don't really know now, do we? We can only look around and guess. Revelations is scary. Got a lot of stuff that's coming that's not really clear. He doesn't give you times and dates. In 2019, on May the 20th, this is going to happen. He doesn't do that. Doesn't do that. It's that, you know, clean, clear. Got a lot of guys on the internet, the prophecy clubs and this and that and all these other, and they're giving you all these prophecies. And, oh, we've got Planet X coming. And, oh, the Earth is flat. And, oh, the all of this conjecture. All these prophecies and wish lists and dooms. Doom porn, deception. Oh, this politician's going to do this. This one's going to do that. Build the wall. Make America great again. And Europe is exploding and France is burning and they're rioting. And what do we know for sure, brothers and sisters? For sure, with no guesswork. We know what Yahweh has told us to do. We know that Yahweh has told us to wait on Him and be patient. We know that only He can defeat the devil. He's gonna. We don't have that power. It's His power. We stop trying to be little g gods and start being humble servants, we will get that blessing. We will get the protection. Those of us that humble ourselves, that are waiting on the Messiah to come, because it says He's coming in flaming fire to destroy those who don't worship Elohim and don't obey His rules. Okay, He's got that. He's got that in hand. We're going to be His battle axe and weapons of war. We're going to fight in the battle. Okay, we understand that too. But only with our commander in charge. We can't do it on our own. We can't go off half-cocked and go do crazy stuff. They'll kill us. And we will have wasted our opportunity to be good servants. Okay? We don't want to blow it and waste our opportunity to be good servants. We want to be in the victorious army, okay? We don't want to be presumptive as they were in the Old Testament. Where they presumed to do things on their own without calling on Yahweh and let Yahweh lead them and give them direction and be with them. They went out on their own and did stuff, and they were soundly defeated. They got it handed to them, okay? We don't need to do that. It doesn't mean we need to cringe in cowardice, but there's going to be a time when we get the go order, when we see that Yeshua is back, and He commands us. Some of us will have to be resurrected to do that. But He's got this covered. We're watching the fracture of the foundation of this system now. It's already in trouble. It's not working. They're getting desperate and they're getting more and more violent. We have to trust in Yahweh. It gives us full instructions in the entire scripture, cover to cover. Don't trust in chariots. Don't trust in men. Don't trust in your bow. Don't trust in your sword. Trust in Yahweh. These are implements that we will use to fight this battle. This is true. Okay? We're not telling you here. I'm not telling you to be a coward or to lay down or to submit. I'm telling you to be smart. If we're going to fight right now, there's one method of fighting, and that's information and the word of Yahweh and witnessing to all you can to bring in all of the remnant. When Yahweh decides it's time and he's going to send Yeshua back, it will be on his time schedule, not ours. So we need to be patient and wait and do what we can to get our lives, our personal lives, in accordance with his rules. That's the most important thing. We can't be good servants unless we're good servants. You can't be apart from Yahweh and go off and do on your own and expect him to use you. You need to worship him. You need to be humble before him. You need to be obedient to him. Follow, keep the feasts. Observe the Sabbaths. Observe the food laws. You call upon his name and upon the name of Yeshua. Don't use these fake names. Don't go to these fake churches. Don't cast your pearls before swine. All right? Live in accordance with Yahweh's rules. And worship Yahweh. And he will bless you. He will protect you. You won't suffer the second death. A lot of us are going to go down. I could die tonight. I could have died 6 months ago or a year ago. Yahweh's got me here for a reason, and he will keep me here until he decides to call me home. Not me. Not mankind. Not some doctor. I'm not going to go until Yahweh calls me home, until he wants me back with him, and if he doesn't bring me back to him before Yeshua comes, then I will be changed and I won't be an old dude anymore. I'll be a young Israelite capable of fighting in the battle. This wreck of an old body that I've got now will be changed. He tells us that. And we have to trust in him to do that. He has healed me to the point where I can still serve. I can be of service every day. I can praise him every day. I can witness every day. We have to stay with that. We have to stay strong and occupy until the end. That's what he has told us to do. Well, I will be back starting with chapter 14 on the next show. It has been a pleasure again. I love reading this stuff. It just doesn't get any better than this. So I'll see you on the next show, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. You are listening to EuroFolkRadio.com. We are privileged to bring you the Christian identity message to the dispersed people of true Israel, wherever they might be. We also bring you news and current events, health information, political commentary, and a little humor thrown in. We are glad that you could join us, and may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.